We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. From the beginning, two lines on the bottom, Chav Ches Amud Beis. We start learning about Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei, the Anshei Knesset Agdoilu, were Masakin Shemana Esrei by the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. And they were Masakin 18 Brachos. Zog to Gemara. Tana Rabbana, Shemana Pekuli, Hister Shemana Esrei Brachos. He put the 18 Brachos Al HaSeder in an order, the order we, as we know it. The Fnei Rabbi Gamil, Al HaSeder B'Yavne. He was Mesader, he put in order the 18 brachas of Rabbi Gamil in Yavne. Now we know Rabbi Gamil and Shimon HaPakuli in Yavne were after the second Beis HaMikdash. So this was like 400 years after the Mesakin Shimon Esrei. So according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it was never in order until Shimon HaPakuli put it into our order as we know it. But the Ritva learns a little bit different. He says that they forgot the order and Shimon HaPakuli returned the order to its right order, returned Shimon Esrei to its right order in front of Rabbi Gamil. So at that point, there 18 brachas, and there was an order to it, like we have our order. Amar lahem, Rav Gamil Chamim, Gamil said to Chamim, Klum yesh adam shidei l'sak in birchas haminim, is there anyone, at that time they decided, this is 400 or 500 years later, after Masak and Shemun Esrei, they saw a need, there were a lot of apikarsim, and they had to make a bracha to try to eradicate the apikarsim. And it's called birchas haminim, the bracha of l'lam al-shinim. So he said, is there anyone here who has the kayach to mesakin the birchas haminim? To make a bracha on Shemun Esrei, it's a special kayach. We know that every word of Shemun Esrei is mesakin olamis el yoinim, the worlds. So we have to have a special person who can make a takana of a bracha. So Amad Shmuel HaKotam Tikna. Shmuel HaKotam came and was mesakin v'lam al shinim. Some hold that Shmuel HaKotam is called Shmuel HaKotam because he's almost like Shmuel HaNavi. He's a little bit less. That's why it's called Shmuel HaKotam. He was a very big Amir at that time, or Tana at that time. Amar Shmuel HaKotam, he was a Tana. You haven't met Masechus Avos, he was a Tana. So Amar Shmuel HaKotam, a Tikna, he was Masakin the Bracha of Olam Al Shinim. Lashana Acheres, the next year Shmuel HaKotam was davening for the Amir, and Shachar, he forgot Olam Al Shinim. Those days he davened by heart, and he forgot the Bracha. V'hishkav v'ashtayim v'shol yishoyis, he tried to remember it for 2-3 hours, v'lo yalu, and they did not remove him from the being about tefillah. That was the story. Faith to Gemara Akasha. Amar lehalu, if he made a mistake in the bracha of Olam HaShinim, why didn't they remove him? But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Tal b'chol ha-brachas kulon, eim ala maysa. If a chazin who's dying for the Amid makes a mistake in any of the brachas, you don't remove him from his post. But birchas haminim ala maysa. If he makes a mistake and skips birchas haminim, then we take him off from being the chazan. Why? Chashin Hashem Aminu. We're worried maybe he's apikaris. So here, how can we let Shmuel HaKotam continue davening? We're not worried he's apikaris. He didn't want to say v'lam al-shinim. So tomorrow, no. Shani Shmuel HaKotam, the Iu Tikna. He's the one who was masakin. So how could it be that he would become apikaris himself? Maybe Taka. He went up a derech. Maybe Chas Shalom. He was chayzer. He went up a derech. On Ma'abaye Gemiri. We know the Kabbalah that Tava lo have a bisha. A good person never goes bad. A good person, that's a real good person, doesn't go bad. Break the marva loy. It says in the pasuk, "V'shuv tzaddik mitzit kasoy." V'oisa avalahu. A person, a tzaddik, could change from being a tzaddik and becoming a rasha. Dr. Gemara, no. Who rasha ikra? It's only someone who started off as a rasha, who did tshuva, became a tzaddik. By him, he could sometimes return back to his roots and be a rasha. But tzaddik meikra loy. But tzaddik meikra cannot become a rasha. And therefore, we weren't chayshu Shmuel HaKotam. Break the Gemara, v'loy, v'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah, tamim ba'atzvach al yoymescha. A person should not believe in himself until his last day on earth. Sha'arei, and the Mishnah brings a raya, Sha'arei Yechanan Kohen Gadol, Shimesh Bekuna Gdel Shmoinim Shana. He was a Kohen Gadol, which was the highest darga of Ruchnias for 80 years. Well, we saw him not as Tuki, he became a Tuki afterwards. That's what says the Mishnah. So it's fair, you see, even a Tzadik Me'ikroi could become a Rasha. So my Abaye, you know, who Yana, who Yechanan? That person, Yechanan, was Yana. And Yana HaMelech started off as a Rasha, he killed all the Chachamim. Then he became the Kohen Gadol, Yechanan Kohen Gadol, and then he went and became a tzaddik, so he was not a tzaddik mikra. Rava Amar Yanei Lechod V'Yechanan Chod, two different people, and Yechanan Taka was a tzaddik mikra. Yanei Rasha mikra, and Yechanan tzaddik mikra. It was a tzaddik mikra. So the Gemara, Ha Nichol Abaya. So it's good if you Abaya that even a tzaddik mikra could be, even a Ha Nichol Abaya that only a Rasha mikra could go off a derech. Therefore, Shmuel HaKotam weren't chayshish. Why not? Because he was a tzaddik mikra. But El Rava that learns that Mishnah is even talking about tzaddik meikra could go off a derech, so it's kasha. We should have be mesalik, Shmuel cut him from his post, should have removed him from his post because maybe he was chayzer. You're right, tzadik mirkur still, there's a chash, he might go off a derech. But the hachi amala school, why don't we remove Shmuel hakatan, shani Shmuel hakatan, the askobo? He started v'lam hashinim. And the whole time we have a choshesh that a guy is a apikaris, only if he doesn't start it. The only time we say someone is apikaris is only if he didn't start v'lam hashinim. If he started it, goyim ra, then we let him finish it, because if he started v'lam hashinim, and v'lam hashinim, remember, is a curse to the apikarsim, it says sa'aker, or sa'shaber, or sa'mager. So therefore, if he started it, it means he's not an apikaris. He just got mixed up, and we let him finish it, and it's not a problem. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Hani Shevash the Shabsa, connected me. We said before that the 18 brachas of Shemana Esra are connected the 18 haskaris in Havul Hashem B'nai Elim, and or 18 haskaris in Kriya Shema, or 18 chulyas, the vertebrates in the shedder, in the spine. So Shevash Shabbos connected me. The seven brachas of Shabbos, who's that connected? Who's that connected? So Gemara says that that's going connected the Shiva Koilos in the Pasuk of Mizmor David, it's Koil Hashem Alamayim and Koil Hashem B'Koyach. The seven Koilos in that Mizmor David. Hani Shiva Shabbos connected me, Omra Chlavta Ben Shol connected Shiva Koilos Shama David Al Hamayim. The koil Hashem alamayim, koil Hashem koyach. It's the seven koilos. What does that have to do with Shabbos? So the Tosfos Rosh explains that this mizmor is talking about Matan Torah. Matan Torah happened on Shabbos. Therefore, these seven koilos correspond to the seven brachas we say on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't say 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. We only say seven: three in the beginning, three at the end, and one in the middle of Shabbos. So the Gemara, how do Tosfos the Rosh Hashanah connected me? The nine brachas we say in Rosh Hashanah, who is that connected? So when do we say nine brachas Rosh Hashanah? Is by Musaf. So what's that connected? Rav Yitzchak, the Minkaratigan, connected Tisha Askarash Omra Chana Batfilasa. Chana in her tefillah, when she thanked Hashem for Shmuel Hanavi, it says, Olat Libi Bashem, Ronan Karni Bashem, Ein Kodesh Kashem, and Vaita, it says nine times as Hashem's name in that tefillah. So that's why the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah connected those nine Askarash. Oh, Mab, Rosh Hashanah Nifkada, Sarah Rachav Chana. Sarah Rachav Chana, who all Akarais, they were all barren, they conceived with a baby on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we laid the Haftarah of Chana on Rosh Hashanah. So Sarah, Rachel, and Chana all conceived that day. And therefore we say the nine brachas of Rosh Hashanah connected the nine askaras in the tefillah of Chana. Now, the only time you have nine brachas of Rosh Hashanah is only by Musaf. The Gemara is stam, sounds like there's nine brachas every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Hamar in Masechta Rosh Hashanah brings a raya from here that all tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah are nine brachas. So we don't pass them like that, but it's interesting. The Gemara says, Hani Teshu Rosh Hashanah sounds like all the brachas. So the Gemara Vaitem. Hani Esen V'Arba the Taniso Kenegami. We know on Tainis, in the Tainis, the Masechta Tainis says when there's no rain, you add on six more brachas to the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you have 24 altogether. So what's that connected? Rav Chelva connected. The 24 praises Shlomo HaMelech said when he brought the Aron into Kodesh Kedoshim. Shlomo Shlomo Shosha Kahanim Shehichnes Aron Lebeis Kodesh Kedoshim. Brought the Aron into Kodesh Kedoshim. Yehachi called Yom and Amir Ronu. Why don't we say 24 praises every day? So Shlomo HaMelech said on the day of Rachman, because when they brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't get it in. The door closed and it wasn't letting it in. And they had to ask for the v'schus David HaMelech, that's how they got it in. So since it was a day of Rachamim, so Anan Nami v'yeim v'derachmi omelhu. We also only say 24 brachas on the day of Rachamim, like a day of Tainus. So the Gemara Vayta. It said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamil says every day you say 18 brachas. Rabbi Yeshua says you say me'ein shmoneh esrei. What does that mean, me'ein shmoneh esrei? So what's machlokes? My me'ein shmoneh esrei. Rav Oimer, Rav Amam, me'ein kol bracha o bracha. You say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but you just shorten all the brachas. For example, you say Ata Chaynin, then you say Baruch Hashem Chaynin Adas. Skip the whole middle. You say Reif Echel Am Yisrael. Feinu Reif Echel Am Yisrael. All the brachas, you just shorten them. That's one pshat the main Shemoneh Esrei. V'Shmuel Amar, you say the bracha of Havinenu. What it means is you say the first three brachas fully, and the last three brachas fully, and the middle, you say a kitzer of all the middle brachas, the 12 or 13 brachas in the middle. You put it into one bracha, and it's called Havinenu. And Havinenu goes like this: Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Derechecha, which is B'mokim Atachinen. He's saying, you're asking Hashem, please let me understand your ways. Umolos Lovenu L'Yerusacha, that's B'mokim Hashivenu. Then you say v'sislach lanu, which is b'makim slach lanu. Then you say liyas ku'ulim, which is b'makim re'ina v'nyeinu. V'rachkenu makaveinu, keep us away from all sicknesses, which is b'makim refa'inu. V'dishneinu v'noyis artzecha, which means fatten us in our pastures, in our land, which is b'makim barachaleinu. V'tiseinu v'abak t'kavet, which is t'kavet shayifa. V'atoyim al da'atecha yishpatu, which is going on Shiva Shavtenu. What does it mean? V'atoyim al da'atecha yishpatu. Rashi has two pshatim. Either means, yeah, you're davening to Hashem, the people are over on your words, you should judge them. Or it means that the people who don't know how to paskin, you should set them in the right way to paskin right. That's the makam of Shiva Shavtenu. V'al Risham, Tanaf Yadecha, that's the makam v'lam Hashinim. V'yismuchu tzadikim is al tzadikim. V'vinyin Yerecha, v'tikun Echelecha, that's v'lu Yishlaim Yerecha. V'tzmichas Kerem Odor Hadecha, that's a Semach. V'richas Arba Ben Shirem Shechecha. And then you say, Terem Nikra at the Senna, before I even call you, you answer me, Baruch Ta Hashem Shmei HaTvila, that's the makam Shmei HaTvila. So that's the bracha of Havineinu, which encapsulates all the 13 brachas that are between the first three and the last three. And that's what it means, Me'ein Shemin Esrei. According to Rav Yeshua, you didn't daven full Shemin Esrei every day, you daven Havineinu. Zog Demar, Layit Elod Abaya, Ma'an Demas Havineinu. Abaya cursed anyone who is soymech on his kula of davening Havineinu. Omer Menachem Amar Shmuel, Kol HaShana Kula Mespal Odom Havineinu. You're always allowed to daven the Tefillah of Havineinu. You can use the Tefillah of Havineinu with Makam Tzairich. Besides, chutz matzah Shabbos matzah yom tovim. Even though it's weekday davenings, matzah Shabbos yom tovim, you cannot use Havineinu in any case there. Why not? Because we say atachanatonu chayin adas, and here you don't have chayin adas. We can say atachanatonu. Therefore, you have to daven a full Shemin Esrei on matzah Shabbos and matzah yom tovim in order to be able to say atachanatonu. So I have a good idea. You'll say first three brachas, last three brachas, Havineinu in the middle, and add a fourth bracha. For atachanatanu, there's no such thing. But I'll show you, it is a man diyama like that. Mila tanar Rekiva oima oima bracha revius v'asma. Rekiva holds every mayor of matzah Shabbos. You add a fourth bracha after a kela kadosh and a special bracha for atachanatanu. Rabbi Lezer oima vaydo. You say no, you don't say a special bracha. So the question is, what's the problem of havineinu? Should say a bracha for neatzma and for the gemara? No. Otu kol hashana kula. Me have dinner Rabbi Kiva. The whole year, do we say like Rav Akiva that now we should do it? Calls on a cooler my time love doing Rav Akiva. Why don't we say all year round a special bracha about the chanan like Rav Akiva? Why don't we pass like him? I should tell you why. Because tamni sari tikkun. Because we were second 18 brachas. Tishri really tikkun, not 19 brachas. Hachinami. Here also by having enu sheva tikkun. The chanan 7 brachas. Tamni like tikkun. So don't tell me you should say make another bracha because we don't pass like Rav Akiva because we have a number 7. So the Gemara Masma, Zutra, what's the problem? Put it in Havineinu. Say Havineinu Hashem Elikeinu Hamavdu Mekayish Shlachol. Put it right there, and you don't have to take a new bracha. What's the problem? Gemara says Kasha. You're right. It's a good Kasha. Rabbi Yonah speaks out that the teretz to this Kasha be don't say Tziyufta is because since every word in Havineinu is a new bracha, Havineinu Hashem is Atachan. This, if you say Atachan Atonu, you'll think that there's an extra bracha of Atachan Atonu when you daven a full Shemin Esrei. Therefore, we don't want to make a mistake like that, and that's why we didn't put it in here either. Kasha. So, the Moravait, I'm going to be by you. Kol Hashana Kula Mespala Hadam Havineinu. All year round, which means all the summer, you can say Havineinu. Chutz B'Moisak Hashaman. But in the winter, you can't say Havineinu. Why not? Because we know in the winter, you have to say the same Talamot Lavracha. You have to say the same Talamot Lavracha, and we're going to put it in. You can't put it in Havineinu. Put it into the pot of Baruch Leinu of Saint Talamata. So the Gemara Osla Trude. You're gonna come to make a, like it's really the same kasha before Live Shver. We're now asking here, just say it in here. And here Gemara has Teretz Fit. Osla Trude. You're gonna get mixed up. They daven b'heart. If you put something in the middle, it's gonna get you mixed up. Yachi Avdol B'chayin Das Nami Osla Trude. When you have Abdullah B'chayin Das, also going to come to make a mistake. And this kasha could be learned two ways. Either you can learn means every time I say Atachayin, had I put Atachayin Tono, I'd make a mistake and get me mixed up. Or you could say that the kasha is that what was the Gemara's kasha before when you answer Oslo today. So Gemara answers like this. Amri, Hashem, Kimin da Asya v'tchilas lusa. Since the beginning of davening, loy matrit. You don't get mixed up yet. You still know the beginning of davening very well. It's not going to be a problem. Since here, it's the middle of the davening, you're going to come to make a mistake. Why don't you say it
b'shemei tefillah, which is the end of davening, and then it won't get mixed up. Say b'shemei talamata there. Domrav tanchum, and how do you know saying something b'shemei tefillah works? B'shemei talamata works b'shemei tefillah. You have to say b'baruch aleinu, not b'shemei tefillah. So more, no, I'll show you that it works b'shemei tefillah. Domrav tanchum, omrav asi ta'av lehiska gvuras k'sham tchias meisim. Someone forgot to say ma'ashav ruach amar negeshem in the bracha of mchayim meisim. What's the halacha? Machzir noisay. He has to repeat over b'shemei tefillah. Shaila Birchat Hashanah. If you forget to say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, you don't have to go back. Why not? Because you could say it in the bracha of Shemei Atvila. And what's the lacha by Havdol B'chayin Das? If you forget to say it in the Tano, you could say it in the Kais. So what's the kasha? That you see the same Talamata applies in Shemei Atvila. So what's the problem by having Einu say it at the end? And it won't make a mistake because he's saying it at the end. And by the end, you're not going to get mixed up. And the Gemara, no, Toshani, if you forget the same Talmud of Baruch Aleinu, we'll say it in Shemei Atvila. But to make a takana that Metchila you say it in Shemei Atvila, that's not right. That's a B'di'evet. So there's no way you're going to make a Tvila that's B'di'evet. And to say it in Shemei Atvila is only B'di'evet. Therefore, we're not going to say Avinu, say it in Shemei Atvila, because that's B'di'evet. Now the Gemara is going to go back and just explain the halachas of saying Talmud. Gufa. Omrav Tanchamar of Asi. Tavla Hiska Gvur Hashem with Chiyas Amazim. You didn't say Mashav Ruach Meregesh. And Machzir Noisi. You have to repeat Shem Anasrei. Shaila Birchas Hashanim. E Machzir Noisi. But if you forget St. Talamot, you don't have to go back. Why? Because Yochel Oyer Meshmei Atvila. You still can say it in Shemei Atvila. In the middle of Shema Kaleinu, you can say it. Avdol B'chanin Das. E Machzir Noisi. Because Yochel Oyer Meshmei Atvila. You can say it on the Kais. So in this Memra, it says that if you forget Talamot, you don't have to repeat Shem Anasrei. You just say it in Shemei Atvila. Meis V'Anasrei Akasha. It says in a brayso, "Tov lehiskik ruach shalom tchilas ameis machzir noisy." If you get mashav ruach, you have to repeat shemun esrei. Shaila birchas hashanah machzir noisy. You have to repeat shemun esrei. Now, avdol b'chayin das em machzir noisy v'yishyochel emar alakoyis. Atachan tono. If you forget, you don't have to repeat shemun esrei because you say it alakoyis. So what do you see? It says birchas hashanah machzir noisy. You have to say over shemun esrei. So it's kasha. So Gemara first tries one tarus, it doesn't work out. Gemara says like this: Loi kasha ha b'yochrav etziver. B'tzibah, my time alone, by Yochai, you have to repeat Shemun Esrei. By Tzibah, not. Why not? Because you can always hear over Chazaras Hashatz, that's why you don't have to repeat Shemun Esrei. So the first memra, it says you don't have to repeat it, it's talking about, because it's B'tzibah, you can hear from Chazaras Hashatz. And by the second bride, it says you have to repeat it, it's by Yochai. It says in the bride, the reason is because you can say it over in Shemei Atvila. That's not the reason. The reason is because you can say it over. You hear over the Shliach Tzibah, hear over Chazaras Hashatz. My boy, that's what you say, so it's not the Pshat. What's by Yachid? And what's the Chilak? One says Machzir, when I'm Machzir in a Pashat Torah, it's if you remember before Shmei Atvilah, then you say it there. If you get after Shmei Atvilah, then it's too late. Then you have to go back. So what does it mean go back? So the halacha is, Taisa says that you go back to Shemei Atvila. But Lemaisa, we don't pass like that, Yishalmi. We hold, if you remember after Shemei Atvila, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. And if you finish Shemei Atvila, you have to repeat over Shemei Atvila. So the halacha is, if you forget, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you remember before Shemei Atvila, say Shemei Atvila. If you remember after, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you finish Shemei Atvila, then you have to repeat over the whole Shemei Atvila.